The College of St. Rose in Albany has named its 11th president. The St. Rose Board of Trustees approved the recommendation of its search committee in the appointment of Dr. Carolyn Stefanko, who has served as the vice president for academic affairs at Agnes Scott College in Decatur, Georgia, since 2010. Dr. Stefanko, who will assume her new position at St. Rose on July 1st, will fill the vacancy left by the resignation in June of last year of Dr. David Serbacki. Dr. Stefanko, who served as a Fulbright Scholar in Croatia, has also held positions in the California State University system and at Wheaton College in Massachusetts, and the doctor is here now. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really exciting to be with you.
What led you to want to become the president at St. Rose? How did you apply? Tell us the background of it.
Well, there's actually two things that happened. One, I read the position description, and I was really looking for a place where I thought there would be a good fit with who I am as a person and the kind of leadership challenges that I'm looking for. And secondly, believe it or not, my president came here last fall to give an address on ethics. And when she came back, she told me how impressive St. Rose was. The quality of the faculty, the beautiful facilities, and she really encouraged me to apply.
What's the biggest challenge that you'll face come July 1st at St. Rose, do you think?
Well, I think that there's a real advantage of bringing in a president from the outside because, you know, someone like me has experience at a lot of different institutions across the United States as well as in other countries. But when you bring someone in from the outside, of course, that person doesn't know the community. And so the first challenge for any new president is to go on what is typically called a listening tour and to get to know the members of the community, both of the college community and of the larger community, really take in what makes the place so special. So that's the first thing that I want to do when I arrive.
You see more and more articles today. Is college worth the cost? Students are coming out of college with debt of $50,000, $100,000, even more, and we're rethinking college now, some people, parents and students alike. Is it worth the cost? What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, from the bottom of my heart, I would tell you it's worth the cost. I don't think that students at St. Rose graduate with that kind of debt, nor should they, because, I mean, there's one of the things that's so wonderful about our country is that there's so many different options for us, different types of institutions. So I don't think that students should be graduating with that kind of debt, and I don't think that at private institutions like St. Rose that's necessary. But I will tell you that I am a first-generation college student. And the opportunity to go to college has totally transformed not only my life, but my family's life. So, you know, is college worth it? Yes. Did I pay off student loans for a long time? Yes. But if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be sitting across from you today.
What should college be? Is it a career development center or should it be something more for young people?
Well, I think it's different things for different people. I think that the most important aspect of a higher education is to come to appreciate learning for life, to learn how to read critically, to think, to write well, to speak well, to become more familiar with scientific study and, you know, mathematical or quantitative reasoning. All of those types of things are really critically important because we know that most of the jobs that our students today will have in the future don't even exist yet. And we know from Labor Department statistics that most students today will change jobs quite frequently. So while some students know exactly what they want to study and they pick that major and they stay with it for life, for most of our students, that's not going to be their futures. So that liberal arts basic, you know, education is really, really critically important for them, not just for a job, but also so that they can live a good quality life.
There's also been concern that some students, not all, but some students are coming to college not ready for college work, that the high schools perhaps are not getting the students enough education or just enough skills to handle a college course. Are you seeing that?
Well, I think it's different at different institutions. I was at a Hispanic-serving institution in California. Almost all of the students were first-generation college, and many of them needed that assistance. But once they had that assistance, they were incredibly successful. So I don't know the student body as well as I will in a few months, you know, at St. Rose. But I say that no student should be admitted to any institution who does not have the potential to succeed. And then once we admit the student, it's our job to help that student to succeed.
You spent some time in Croatia as a Fulbright scholar. What were you there for? How did you make your way to Croatia?
Well, I had for many, many years thought about applying for a Fulbright, to become a Fulbright scholar, and I had never done it. And only because a mentor helped me to realize that I needed to become a little bit more confident that I finally took that step and I applied. And it was actually people who work for the Fulbright program in Washington, D.C., who helped me to choose Croatia. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of research on the American Civil War, and they thought that it would be really interesting for me to teach those students who, you know, if they had not themselves experienced it, their parents had experienced their own Civil War. And so I went there to teach American history and American culture, and also to do some oral history interviews with people in the community. It was a fabulous experience. Yeah. But one of the things I took away from it is the fact that even though we have our challenges in the United States in terms of funding for higher education, our challenges are minimal compared mm-hmm. to what they face in places like Croatia.
Did you see similarities between Gettysburg and what happened there?
Well, I'll tell you one of the things that I noticed. You know, one of the things that we study, those of us who study the U.S. Civil War, mm-hmm. is how those sorts of concerns and those sorts of beliefs were passed from generation to generation. So one of the things that was most fascinating to me is that adults my own age, you know, treated me with great respect and cordially and did not and talked as if all of those difficulties from the past were behind them. Mm-hmm. Young people, however, perhaps reflecting their own views or what they really were learning at home behind closed doors, were quite nationalistic. Mm. And my daughter actually accompanied me and went to high school there as a sophomore. And when she first arrived, the students didn't like her at all because they associated her with American foreign policy and, you know, believing that the United States government had come in too late to assist them in Croatia. So they were quite politically active.
One more question. What will your first action be July 1st? Do you have something in mind other than the listening tour?
Well, I'll probably do something like I did today. As I imagine my first day in office, I'll probably have some meetings because that's what a lot of people in administration spend a lot of time doing. But like today, I went to one of the student cafeterias and I sat down and I talked to some students. I talked to some faculty. People came up to me just because they had seen my picture in the paper and wanted to meet me and knew mm-hmm. who I was. I think it's really important at a place like St. Rose to demonstrate that you're a member of the community and visit with people, you know, in a social sort of environment.
Dr. Carolyn Stefanko will become the new president, the 11th president of the College of St. Rose on July 1st. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. It was great.